Welcome to the prompt by Kuro House, your daily AI update. Today, we're diving into some exciting developments from major players and startups alike. From breakthrough revenue milestones to new AI-powered phone assistants, there's plenty to unpack. First up, Cursor, the AI coding assistant, has reportedly surpassed $2 billion in annualized revenue. According to a Bloomberg source, this four-year-old startup has doubled its revenue run rate over just 3 months. Cursor initially gained traction with individual developers, but has shifted focus to large corporate clients, who now represent about 60% of its revenue. Despite some defections to competitors like Anthropic's Claude Code, Cursor's high-spending corporate customers tend to stay loyal. TechCrunch covered this story, highlighting the fierce competition in AI-assisted software development with players like OpenAI's Codex and others. Speaking of Anthropic, they've upgraded Claude's memory capabilities to attract users switching from other AI chatbots. The Verge reports that Claude's memory feature is now available on the free plan, along with a new tool for importing data from rival platforms. This means users can bring over their chat history and preferences from chatbots like ChatGPT or Google's Gemini without starting from scratch. Anthropic recently rolled out new AI models that improve coding and complex task handling, boosting Claude's appeal. This upgrade comes as Anthropic pushes back against Pentagon requests to loosen AI guardrails, emphasizing ethical boundaries. In other news, Apple might be leaning heavily on Google's servers for the upgraded AI-powered Siri. The information reveals Apple has asked Google to set up servers that meet Apple's strict privacy standards for this next general Siri. Apple announced in January that its new Siri would be powered by Google's Gemini AI models, but this report suggests even deeper cloud reliance. Despite Apple's own cloud infrastructure, it has been conservative in spending compared to Google and Amazon, which might explain this move. So far, Apple's AI features have seen limited adoption, using only about 10% of their private cloud capacity on average. Now, here's a curious one. Joe Gebbia, Airbnb co-founder and US chief design officer, was spotted using a mysterious metallic device. Wired reports that this device looks strikingly similar to a fake OpenAI hardware ad that went viral earlier this year. The earbuds and clamshell-shaped disc he was seen with don't match any known consumer product, sparking speculation about an OpenAI hardware prototype. OpenAI has denied involvement with the previous fake ad, but the timing aligns with their partnership with Apple designer Jony Ive to create AI-powered devices. Whether this is a teaser or just an unusual headset, it's an intriguing glimpse into potential future AI hardware. Finally, Deutsche Telekom is rolling out an AI assistant integrated directly into phone calls in Germany. Wired covers this new Magenta AI call assistant, developed with 11 labs, which activates mid-call with the wake phrase, "Hey Magenta." Users can get live language translation, check calendars, or find nearby places without downloading an app or needing special hardware. While this sounds handy, privacy experts raise concerns about always listening AI on unencrypted calls and the user experience of interrupting conversations. The service is opt-in and complies with EU data laws, with plans to support up to 50 languages within a year. That's a wrap for today's AI highlights. From massive revenue leaps to hardware mysteries and phone call assistants, AI continues reshaping how we work and communicate. Thanks for tuning in to The Prompt by Kuro House, where we keep you ahead in the AI race.